They don't advertise, yet this retail giant is one of the best places in America to shop and work. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 18th day of March. Thanks for being with us again today, everybody. The Lyft IPO Roadshow is underway starting today. Meanwhile, Shopko, they say they're done. We've got the markets for you, some comments from Senator Cory Booker on agriculture and safety, plus some podcasting voices from the recent podcast meetup in Iowa. Also, Laura Kennard with some business networking and educational opportunities here in the metro. But first, let's check out that business news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through yet again today. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. So when it comes to advertising and marketing, some names out there spend a bundle of cash. Consider that Amazon spent $6.3 billion in advertising and other promotions back in 2017. Target spent $1.4 billion. Walmart spent $3.1 billion on advertising last year alone. But there is one retailer that spends next to nothing, and that company is Costco. In fact, Costco considers advertising evil. No kidding. Costco co-founder Jim Sinegal told the Motley Fool back in 2013, quote, "We think advertising is evil because it costs money. Anything that's going to raise our price on merchandise is bad. We've got to have that type of an attitude," end quote. So, because they do so little advertising, the prices at Costco reflect that. Fortune magazine reports the average markup on a Costco item is just 11%. For comparison, the average markup at Walmart is 24%. Supermarkets mark up prices by 30% on average, and Home Depot and Lowe's boost prices by an average of 35%, according to Fortune. Despite refusing to pay for advertising, Costco isn't stingy in other areas. The company is known for paying workers more than rival retailers, recently raising its minimum wage from $14.50 to $15, and then $15.50. The company regularly tops the list of the best workplaces in America. And they continue to get good press. How? Well, when prices are low, when employees are taken care of, when a company sets a tone that the consumer is the most important thing in the world, you create what's called brand warriors who will shout to the rooftop about how great you are. And that organic advertising is priceless. Well, today, Lyft officially kicked off the roadshow for its initial public offering, putting 30 million shares up for sale with an anticipated price between $62 and $68 a share. That would raise more than $2 billion for the San Francisco ride-hailing company, which could be valued between $20 and $25 billion. Lyft and Uber have raced to be the first IPO, and Lyft's rival is expected to offer shares in the coming weeks. Lyft released financial details about the company for the first time this month, reporting $2.2 billion in revenue last year, more than double its $1.1 billion in revenue in 2017. But also, the company had $911 million in losses. Lyft has lost nearly $3 billion since 2012, but has brought in more than $5 billion in venture capital. The company's share of the U.S. ride-hailing market was 39% in December of last year. That was up from 22% in December of 2016. The $2.2 billion in revenue for 2018 was about double what it brought in on the previous year. Well, not so good news for another retail giant. It started back in Green Bay, Wisconsin in 1962. In time, Shopko had stores in hundreds of small and mid-sized cities and towns. Today, the company announced they will close all remaining 120 stores by mid-June. Shopko said the company was unable to find a buyer for its business. The company plans to begin winding down its retail operations yet this week. The closings will impact some 5,000 workers. In addition, Shopko says it will not move forward with an auction that was scheduled to start tomorrow. Well, stocks ended higher today as Amazon and Apple outperformed, but gains were kept in check due to pressure from Boeing and Facebook, while traders braced for a busy week highlighted by a key Federal Reserve meeting. The S&P 500 closed up 0.3% at 2832 as the energy and financials sector both rose. The NASDAQ gained 0.3% to end the day at 7714 as Amazon rose more than 1.5%. The Dow advanced 65 points to close at 25,914 as Apple helped offset losses in Boeing. Boeing stock, by the way, was off 1.5%. Facebook shares fell by 3.3% today. Investors prepared themselves for a busy week as the Fed begins its two-day monetary policy meeting tomorrow, and there is zero chance the Fed will raise interest rates. So we're told. Gold gained 60 cents to close at $1,303.50 an ounce. Oil kept moving upward today, up by 44 cents to end the trading day at $58.96 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note is paying 2.6%. Last week, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey made a swing through Iowa on his campaign to become the next president of the United States. Members of the Asian and Latino Coalition of Iowa packed a large room at the Iowa State Capitol where he answered questions and talked about a host of items ranging from immigration, where he said putting up barriers to immigration did not line up with America's moral or economic values. He fielded a question about gun violence in America and about how children run and hide in closets during the 4th of July celebration because they've been traumatized by the gun deaths and violence all around them and called for common sense gun measures. He spoke just days after the terrorist attack in New Zealand and said that America must meet the global challenge on terror by strengthening relations with our longtime coalition members rather than embracing tyrants. And he supported labor unions and the fundamental right to organize and linked the current historical low of union participation to depressed wages and record corporate profits. Following his time with the Asian Latino Coalition, I was able to, as we say, walk and talk with the senator as he was getting ready to move on to his next Iowa event.
One of the things that we're experiencing here in Iowa and across the country, Senator, is a farm crisis. Farmers all over the United States and in Iowa are depleted with regard for 6 years, low commodity prices and now trade. How does President Cory Booker handle that?
Well, look at how Senator Cory Booker's been handling it. I put in a farm consolidation, corporate consolidation moratorium bill that really focuses on this plaque that we farmers are getting really crushed right now because three companies own two-thirds of the crop seeds, own 70%, control 70% of the agricultural chemical business. It's driving up farmers' prices. They now have less people to sell to. This corporate consolidation is really hurting the American farmer. And so I'm going to be somebody that's going to be very aggressive to preserve that part of our culture and heritage of the independent family farmer. That's what my bill was about. But when I become president of the United States, I will not let this heritage end. We see farming consolidation going on, farmers losing their farms. The farmer suicide rate is as high as it's been really since the Great Depression. We need to have presidents that understand these issues and are willing to stand and fight to preserve the American family farm. And make sure they can get, I mean, their share of the consumer dollar has gone down 50, 60% on some of the products that consumers buy in supermarkets. That's unacceptable that this people are profiteering off of the shares that should be going back to farmers to support them. And that's going to change under my presidency.
You got your biggest applause line, sir, in there when you were talking about how the Constitution and government should be, is created for the protection of the citizens. Can you flesh that out?
Yeah, governments were formed in this nation for a common defense, and we have issues that are attacking our citizenry from high levels of gun violence that don't have to be that way if we just did things we all agree on. Opioid addiction, where people are dying and hurting, and you see so many things threatening American life to the extent that life expectancy is going down in our country. For the first time, we'll be the first generation to not live as long as our parents did. So these are things from health care to opioid treatment to common sense gun safety, closing background check loopholes. These are all things that we should be doing with the governments we organize to save and secure life.
Senator Cory Booker in Iowa. Stay with us. There's more to come here on the Business News Hour.